topic today is eating before davening. There's a lot to discuss. What the source is it Daraita, is it Midrabana, what the rationale is, what the exceptions are, somebody's not feeling well, somebody's weak, coffee, a lot of people need their coffee to start their day, so having that before davening, then we'll see different views regarding getting sugar, milk, etc., what the story is with that. So what's that all about? Let's learn this sugya together. Source 1. Mara Brachos has the following. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, Mishum, Rav Elazar, ben Yaakov. May dechtiv lo tochlu al adam. This last week's parsha. What does it mean when it says lo tochlu al adam? Don't eat on the blood. Does that mean anything to anyone? That doesn't mean anything to anyone, right? It's what we refer to as a lavsha b'chlalot. It's a law that is used to refer to a few different isurim. It's mostly in the context that it's used is regarding kisa adam. It's a kisa adam that you can't eat the chicken before you cover the blood. But there are other mitzvot that are learned out from those words, and one of them is this one: lo tochlu al adam, lo tochlu kodem shetitpalu al damchem. You can't eat before you daven for your blood. You daven for your blood, and then you eat. Okay. So the way that's written, it sounds like there's a pasuk, lo tochlu al adam, and that means don't eat before you daven for your blood. Now, why do I say that's what it sounds like? Meaning, it's being written in a way that says, here's a pasuk in the Torah, this is what the iser means. Meaning, this would be an iser de'oraita. Okay? We're going to see that many are going to say, no, it's using the pasuk. But really, this might be an asmachta. An asmachta is a din derabbanan. Chazal were saying this is the right thing to do. And sometimes Chazal, in order to strengthen what they say, they pin their words, maybe as a mnemonic or as an idea, based on a pasuk in the Torah. And that would mean that it would not be doraita. So far, the straightforward reading of this is that it's doraita. The problem is that immediately the Gemara has Igada Amri, another version. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Chanina, Mishum, Rabbi Elazar, and Yaakov. Kol ha'ochel v'shoteh v'achar kach mitpalel. If you eat and drink and then daven, Allah v'katuv omer v'oti hishlachta acharei gavecha. You cast me behind your back. Al tikri gavecha ela ge'echa. Don't say behind your back, rather behind your pride. What does that mean? After you're arrogant and you take care of your own needs, then you accept upon yourself the yoke of heaven. What does that mean? It's a problem of pride to be eating before you daven. You don't realize what you're saying. You're saying, my needs are more important than a Kadosh Baruch Hu's needs. So my needs being more important than a Kadosh Baruch Hu's needs, so I'm going to eat. Rather than taking care of my davening, getting that done, and then I can, daven. So no, I should daven first and then eat. Okay. Now, what is the difference between the first reading and the second reading? The first reading says, "Don't eat before you daven." The second reading says, "If you eat before you daven, it's a problem of pride." What is the difference, or what would be a nafkamina, a practical halachic difference?
Possibly, if your eating is actually something that will help you eat, then you're actually doing it l'shem shemayim.
Help you not eat, but help you
concentrate.
Okay. As in, if your eating is not an act of pride, if you're not feeling well, if you're feeling weak, if you're sick, if there's anything, if you just my mouth is dry, so I need that. All these different ways that we can be consuming something, and it wouldn't be an issue of pride, that would be a nafkamina to these two lashonot. Because according to the first lashon, the Torah is telling you not to eat. Finished. It doesn't say don't eat except if you're really hungry. It said don't eat. And the second one said, don't eat because it's gaiva. So when there's no gaiva involved, that would be the room for leniency. So what kind of iser are we talking about? Is this an iser d'oraita? Or is this an iser d'rabbanan? So, under the d'oraita category, we can very squarely put the Zohar. Source 2. Hata v'yamar, k'tiv, lo toklu al adam, lo tinachashu, lo t'onenu. The pasuk, again, I just told you. Here it's in the Zohar in Vayakel, but it's from Vayikra Yitet. Says, lo toklu al adam, lo tinachashu, lo t'onenu, as in, there's a flow in these tzukim. Don't do whatever it is, lo toklu al adam. In our case, that means not eating before davening. Lo tinachashu, lo t'onenu means, don't try to predict the future. We don't go to fortune tellers and soothsayers and whatever else to try and figure out the right thing to, you know, the right thing to do. So, haikra ukmura v'razum mila, hai man the achel below tzlata, this person who eats without davening, tiyatze adamo, to daven for his blood, shakil ihu kiminafe shema ode. He is like a person who goes to a soothsayer, a fortune teller, someone who predicts the future. Now, what does it mean he is like that? In what way is eating before davening like going to a fortune teller? So, this is one that Rav Lichtenstein used to, when you get a kimo or a kit, he would ask, what is this kit, this kafa di mayon, what is this kaf doing? What does it mean it's like it? So here, it's not like it in any way that it's similar in what you're doing. It's like it in its din, in its rule. As in, going to a fortune teller is asur. So is eating before davening. So this Zohar clearly puts eating before davening, it's a love, just like you can't eat not kosher, just like you can't go to a fortune teller, just like you can't do a Vanazara, just like you can't do lots of things. One of them is not eating before davening. Yes?
We don't really derive halakha from
Zohars? Okay. Well, when we say we don't derive halakha from Zohars, you know that in your modern context. The Zohar is telling you what he believes in halakha. So the person, the author of the Zohar, is saying that's halakha, that's first of all. And second of all, even we say we don't derive halakha from the Zohar, that's when the Zohar or Kabbalah is in contradistinction to what would be the otherwise normative halakha. We'll see that we have other sources. But when there's no distinction, when there's no issue, contradiction between what Kabbalah says and what halakha says, so we do follow Kabbalah for all sorts of things. That's why there's many practices that we have, particularly all sorts of things on Shabbos at your Shabbos meal that we do that follow Kabbalah, and it's not a problem because there's no issue against it. The only time you might say something like you're saying that we don't follow for halacha would be, yeah, where there's a distinction. Yeah, do you have a question?
Is the Zohar trying to say that not eating before davening is likened to something that's been arisen, or actually is something?
It's actually direct. Just like that's a direct, this is a direct.
How can the Zohar make like a general statement like that?
Well, that's what a lot of Rishonim do, is they go through and try to figure out which are the Surah direct and which are the Surah Rabbanim. The Rambam has a list of what he thinks are the mitzvot in the Torah. The Ramban has a different list. The Smag, they all have their own list. His statement is, my understanding of reading these psukim, of figuring out what's the right and what's the Rabbanim, is this one. It's in the direct category.
It's not mentioned in the pasuk.
It says lo tochel al adam in the pasuk.
Ah, okay.
Well, the pasuk lo tochel al adam, which Chazal have interpreted means to not eat before davening, it's in the same pasuk with other lavim. So the Zohar says that's a lav and this is a lav. It's pretty, you know, that's what's in the pasuk. Okay. So the Rambam, what's the Rambam's? The Rambam is pretty interesting because there's slight distinctions in what he writes in different places. For example, in source 3, in Hilchot Tefillah, Perkei Alachabet, he says regarding davening in Shmoneh Esrei, Amida Ketzad, Ein palel elam uman. You have to daven standing up. Chola mitpalel afilo shochev al tzido. But if you're sick, you can daven even lying down. Buhu shiyachol lechav in adato, as long as you can concentrate. Rechein atzame v'arav. If you're thirsty, you're hungry, listen to this lashon. Harei heim b'chlal cholim. If you're thirsty or hungry, you're considered sick. Im yesh bo yecholel lechavin edato yitpalo. Im lav, al yitpalo ad shiyochal b'yishtet. If you can concentrate, then you can daven. If you can't concentrate, don't daven until you eat or drink. So, the Rambam says, someone who is hungry or thirsty is considered sick. And if you're hungry or thirsty enough that it will affect your concentration, you are not allowed to daven. It says, "In lav al yipalo, don't daven, ad shiyochal v'yishtet, until you eat or drink." On the other hand, the Rambam in Source 4 says, "Asar lo la'adam," this is Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Vav Halacha Dalet, it is forbidden to taste anything until you daven. So, the Rambam has a rule in Source 3 that says, daven standing up, sick people can daven lying down. And by the way, if you're hungry or thirsty and it will affect your concentration, you can't daven yet. At the same time, he says it's usher to taste anything. Now, by the way, there's no pure contradiction there. It's
one that's clarifying the other.
So the bottom two to create like a chumrah on the rule.
Okay. Yeah. But the Rambam in Source 4 uses the language shegitom klum to taste anything before davening. Our Gemara, what did it say? Did it say taste anything? It said eat anything. So already you can say, wait, what's the source for that? The Gemara says don't eat anything before davening. Who said don't taste anything? So is tasting included in this? And that's something that the postmen are going to discuss. Is the Rambam's Lashon the one that is Koveya here or not? There's also, by the way, very interesting. You know, the Rambam, we discussed his Minyan Mitzvos, he has a way of counting the 613 Mitzvos. So he has 14 shorashim, 14 rules for how he decides what's counted as a mitzvah or not. His ninth one discusses something called a lav shebechlalos. Lav shebechlalos means many isurim learned from the same words. And his example is lo tochel al adam. Right? We said it's about covering the blood, and it's also about eating before davening. So in the Rambam there, you know, so he says all those would be counted as a let's say one mitzvah. But from there, he makes it sound that it's d'oraita. Okay? So now let's look at Source 5, the Sefer Achinuch. Who wrote the Sefer Achinuch? We don't know. Good.
Sefer
Achinuch. Oh, no. Okay. Sefer Achinuch. 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 One of the, you know, in this count of mitzvah is to not taste something until you die. So the Mincha Chinuch, who's a parish of the Sefer Chinuch, tries to tell you what's going through the mind of Sefer Chinuch as well. It's give you a lot of the rules and details of various halachos of each mitzvah. He says, Midivrei harava mechaber, from the Sefer Chinuch, in Source 5, Nira dezet iser d'oraita. Okay? So the Sefer Chinuch is saying, it's d'oraita. Don't eat before you die. V'nichlal v'lav hazeh v'mar sanhedrin, ein v'mar d'amar zeh rakut bracha v'ergalev, v'ein sham v'tamini rabbeinu yonah, shar v'ronim nirashivu, rak d'rabbanon ukra asmakta. So on the other hand, the Mincha Chinuch tells you, that it's not d'oraita, it's midrabanan, according to Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah and others. Ubehemet, Lashon Rov Rishonim, the Shita Rov Rishonim, the Tefillah d'rabanan, in Kain, in Kan Lav. called Ikara Tshuva to the Rambam. The Rambam has a unique view when it comes to Tshuva. The Rambam says, davening is a mitzvah midoraita. The Ramban and many others take him to test and say, no, it isn't. It's a mitzvah midorabanan. Maybe, there's a range there. Maybe not a kiyum doraita. Now we're getting into first year alumnus trying to understand. The Rambam says the chiyum doraita. But most say it's not a mitzvah midoraita. So if it's not a mitzvah midoraita, how can we say, well, from the Torah, you don't have to daven, but you can't eat before davening? That doesn't make any sense. You can only have an iser to eat before davening if there's a mitzvah to daven. And since most Rishonim say davening isn't a mitzvah midoraita, it's a mitzvah midorabanan, then there can't possibly be a mitzvah, an iser to not eat before davening. Got it? Yes.
Isn't the Rambam's position more closely that its origin is midoraisa, but we're also level of kavana that would make it a chiyuv now midoraisa, and so because we don't have that kavana, we still have to do it.
And it's not the Rambam's view, and we're going to see something like that in the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, but the Rambam's view is that it's doraita. There's discussion how much of it is doraita. And maybe you just have to do some bakasha, sheva, choda every day. You know, maybe once a day is doraita, twice a day is doraita, the third one. There's this discussion in the Rambam himself and among the Nosei Kelim of the Rambam exactly how much of tefillah is from the Torah. Meaning clearly it was written by Anshei Knesset HaGedola, that's not the discussion. But that may be Chazal defining how to be mekayim the doraita. According to the Rambam, it's clear that there's a doraita of Ismanazed every single day of our lives, we have to daven. That doesn't mean that saying Baruch Shemar or saying, you know, whatever thing that you like to skip or not is the doraita. But there's something doraita going on every day, probably in our Shemona Esrei, our Shema, etc., that is doraita now. Okay. But according to all the other Rishonim, or many of the other Rishonim, those are called the other Rambam. So tefillah is not doraita. So tefillah is the Rabbanon. So how can tefillah be the Rabbanon but eating before tefillah be doraita? That doesn't make any sense. In Gizah, the Gamkin doraita, Vloasmach. The Rambam, and Hilchot Tefillah, what's the problem? In Perek Vav, so now we're doing source 4. Lo Hizkir Shizebacha Lo Tovlu. The Rambam himself, when the Rambam writes Halacha and it's midoraita, he says, don't do X, Shenamar, or Kamoshi Katuv. And here he just says, Asu lo la'adam shi'itam klum. He didn't say, don't taste, because the Pasuk says, lo toklu al adam. Nira gamkin idvar rav dabe asmachta. So apparently, even according to the Rambam, it's an asmachta. And the Shas, the Gemara says, lechol, and the Rambam used lashon tehima. So the Rambam saying tehima is asur as well. But all that can be said in the Rambam and the others, but in the Rav Mechaber, meaning the Sefer HaChinuch, Ach, V'dvarav Shnichlu V'lav Azeh Kein Gam Kein Lashon Ti'ima. And so it's clear that according to the Sefer HaChinuch, this is Doraita. Okay. Now, let us go to the Torah. The Torah in Siman Pei Tet, Source 7, says, Lo Le'chol V'lo L'shtot before Davin, V'katav Abi Ezri. Shemutu l'shtod mayim, the lo shayach bahu gahava. So we have the first nafkamina between the two reasons. Is it an iser or gahava? Now, nafkamina number one is water. Just drinking some water isn't a sign that I'm being haughty and saying, Hashem, I'm taking care of my needs first. We need water to function in any way. And therefore, you can have some water. V'dafka b'chol, specifically on a weekday. Although the Shabbat, the Yom Tov, Katav, the Asa Rishon HaKiddush. You need to make Kiddush first. But that's the Abiya, as we said. V'Avani Abi Zal, who is the Torah's father? The Rosh. Hayashotem Ha'im Shabbat B'Boker called the Tefillah. He said you can have water before, you don't need to make Kiddush in order to have water. Since anyway we're before davening, when does the chiyuv of kiddush come upon you? Once you daven, then you can't eat without making kiddush. But before you daven, you can have some water. What if I was eating in the middle of the night, I got up in the middle of the night, I'm eating, and now the sun rises. Do I have to stop eating now because it's daytime and I should daven? Does the iser of eating before davening apply? So if you were still eating, so the Rambam says you don't have to stop. But his father, again, the Rosh, says you do have to stop. So here we have in the Torah saying that mayim, it would not be a problem in terms of gaiva, and citing the Avi Ezri on that. The Beis Yosef comments on this Torah. Comments on like every line of this Torah. So regarding the Avi Ezri, the Rav Yoh, when he writes that he could drink water, Katvu Shama Rashva Mordechai, and Kadapa Gos Mayim. Everyone says this. Three, four sources he just cited. The Katvu, oh, B'Shein Sefer Mitzvah, Shimut Samei Harve, if he's very thirsty, Shetov Yoter Shishta Mayim, he should start with Tzilato. Much better to drink water than be bothered during your davening. The Katvu Rabbeinu Agadol Ma'ariya Buhavzal, and if you go to Tzfat, you can go to Yeshua, the Mishum Hafei Shinu Apasuk. That is why there's an Al Tikri in the source number one. Source number one says, if you eat and drink and then daven, you are throwing me behind your back. Don't say back, rather pride. Not your back, but your gaiva. Not gavecha, but geyecha. What does that mean? It's in other words, when the Al Tikri is saying specifically only when it's an issue of pride. It's not in general an isser, it's an isser of pride. So too now goes my monies. Minirali, Shatam Shiakoach Biakachamim, Nishanota possibly Mashlotu. Well, what? The Pasuk says you can't do something, and we say, Al Tikri, don't read it this way, read it that way, and now you can do something. Okay, that would be a very strange thing for Chazal to do, right? So why would that be true here? Since the whole Isser is not Midoraita, Ela Chachamim Asru. So, the Shulchan Aruch here, the Beis Yosef, is saying that this is Midorabanan and Asmachta Ba'alma. Since it's Midorabanan and Asmachta Ba'alma, so they're asking, don't eat before davening. What is the scope of what they're making the Isser to eat before davening? Include everything? Total complete Isser? No. We're going to change this Pasuk. Make my team, if it's not Gaivadik, you can't do it. And therefore, God of Ramin Al-Gala, Maria Buav, that Mutala Polish Lord Oakland Mashkim the Rafua. You can eat or drink foods or drinks that are for Rafua. Cave under the Rafua, who the Acho Vishatile, Lecha Mishum Gaiva. Okay? So anything that is Rafua. Now we are going to see in our next sources what Rafua means. Does Rafua mean really it's for your, you know, you're sick? Is it like to heal you? We're talking about medicine? Or is it for your general health? As in, if scientists tell you, start your day with an apple a day keeps the doctor away, and you should eat it first thing in the morning, so maybe we should all be eating that apple first thing in the morning. Meaning, what does it mean when we say, for a fool it's allowed? You got a question?
Beit Yosef that has enough to be number four?
Beit Yosef says, yes. Yeah, well, he says he hit Maria Guo.
But what's he exactly? He's not contradicting the Torah, though. The Torah just outlines that one can drink water before davening.
Yeah.
And the Beis Yosef goes and says, you can eat and drink as long as it's refuah related.
Yeah. Okay. So, Shafilu Mayim al refuah, then he cites Kadav Akolbo, who disagrees with his Maria Guav, that even water and even refuah is asr. But he says, we don't pass him like that, we pass him like the Avi Ezri, that water and refuah is allowed. Says Matzati Kadosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Tovia Dafka B'Chol Abu B'Shavu Yom Tov Shitzarik Lebarach Halakos Shpano Asar Lishto Akal Lishono Sotu Nor Chaim Sacharani Shiraiti Kadosh B'Sefer Achad Shematil Lishto Rafilu B'Shavu B'Yom Tov V'Lo Mitzar Menei Shalok Kidesh Mishon De Kol Shalod Palal Hati Lo Matiz Ban Kiddush. So I saw in the Sefer called Bedek Abayit that that's all after davening, where you can't drink anything because you have to make Kiddush first. Where lechatchila machmer, even after Shabbos, not even to drink water until you make Kiddush. Okay? Don't say to somebody who's like old and, you know, little child and whatever else, but normal healthy people, the first thing they should do after davening is not drink water, but they should make Kiddush. But that's after davening. In the morning, you can drink water before davening. There's a whole discussion on Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, davening is very long, correct? Okay. So one thing they do in this yeshiva and in many, many places around the world is they'll stop
before shofar
for some kiddush. So in Rav Lichtenstein's final days, when he was old, he partook of this kiddush. His wife imposed on him that he had to by doctor's orders. But when he was younger, he did it. So somebody went up to him and said, wait a minute, we have a rule that you're not allowed to fast past Chatzot, past midday. And yeshiva davening here, Rosh Hashanah, ends about 1-2, which is probably, you know, if Chatzot is like 12:30, 12:40, I don't know, you'll look at the Shabbos manual that day. So how is it that you're fasting until then? So Rav Lichtenstein said that he made sure in the morning to drink a revius of water. I'm not fasting because I have like, you know, 2 ounces, about 86 milliliters of water I had in the morning, and therefore it's not a fast day for me. And only a breastfeeder thinks that way, that it's not a fast day because he had 86 milliliters of water in the morning. What? Yeah.
Obviously, I'm not trying to do anything for Rav Lichtenstein, but in general, having that mindset that, like, I'm going to have something just so I'm not being over any sort.
That's exactly what we're always supposed to do, is try to avoid the sugar.
But like being just enough and not making sure. Like,
oh,
like
just like I'm not saying measure.
Just like your mother is making sure.
You might have had 100 milliliters. You might have had a full cup. I'm saying he made sure to have at least a revius of water in the morning. Okay. Now the next thing he quotes is regarding the Rambam that says if you're thirsty or hungry, you're considered a cholin. So based on what the Torah writes in Siman Sadiyat in the name of the Rambam. So this is the Rambam, what you said, Caleb. Yeah, I remembered it in the Shulchan from the tour, where he says in the name of the Rambam. So you were right. The Kol She'ein Dabnei
Yoshev. This is directly responding to the tour.
Yeah, Beis Yosef's commentary on the tour. Kol She'ein Daitam Yoshev Alav Lo Yipalel She'ein Anu Nizhar Mata V'Chozel Lefi She'ein Anu Mechav N'Kol Kap N'Filo. We're not so careful about this because we don't concentrate so much on Nami. Efshar Dahani Nami Yipalel V'Achar Kach Yom Kolushin. So therefore, when I said, if you are hungry or thirsty, you can't daven, that means back in the day when we used to concentrate during davening. Then, make sure you eat or drink before davening. Nowadays, you don't concentrate in davening anyway. So you may as well not eat and drink before davening, you may as well not concentrate, because you don't concentrate anyway, and then wait until after you're davening to eat or drink. But says the Beis Yosef, U'mi'um ratzu atzamei barav, lismoch al divrei Rambam, if you want to rely on the Rambam to eat and drink and then try to concentrate during davening a little bit better, whatever little bit of concentration you normally have will certainly be better if you're not starving, so then you, the Rishut B'Yodam, they may rely on that. And this is how the Shulchan Aruch passes the source 9. Also, Lodi Tasik Mitzrochov, you can't do anything. Lilich Maderach, you can't travel. Achi Palatina Shmon Esri, you need a daven Shmon Esrei. B'yesh Mekilin La'achar Shamar Mitzvah Brachot. Some say not Shmon Esrei, but some davening. Like if you said Birkat HaShachar, Kodim Shamar Birkat HaShamar, V'tov La'achar is Bezeh, but best when you can to be stringent. V'lo Le'chol, lo L'shto, not to eat or drink. Avon Mayim Mutter, L'shto Kon Tefillah. The Shulchan Aruch is passing like this. Tor and Abi Ezri, Bein Mechol, Bein Meshavas, V'yom Tov. V'chein Ochlin HaMashkin L'Refuah, foods and drinks that are for refuah are allowed as well. In Sif Dalit, he says, "At some Rav, Harim Bechal Cholim, like the Rambam, Im Yesh Bo Yechol Lechav In Daito Yipalo Vim Lav Im Ratsa Al Yipalo Chiyochav Yishtem." And that's the distinction that he makes, different than the Rambam. Here, the Rambam says, "Im Lav Al Yipalo." In Source 3, if you wouldn't have concentration, you can't daven. Here he says, if you wouldn't have concentration, if you want to not daven till after you eat or drink, you may. And And then he says, of course, if you started eating before a load of shachar, you have to stop. And then quotes the machloket, some say you don't have to stop. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on these when he says, lo lechol, this includes even tasting, we paskin like the Rambam. And why is mayim allowed? Because it's not gaiva. Now listen to the Mishnah Berurah, because this is where we're getting into the discussion of coffee. V'davka below sukkah. You can have water. You can have sugar drinks. Aval im tzukev asur. The koshikin mashke shechar shekorin beer. You can't have beer in the morning. Start your day. Vada asur. V'tei v'kafe. Tea and coffee. Mutter l'shtoto kodun tefila. K'dei shi'chal l'chavin da'ato l'itpalel. B'frat b'makomot sh'regilin behem v'im y'gashim adam dotam. You can drink tea or coffee before davening in order to be able to concentrate, especially in societies where that's the norm, that you don't start your day without your tea or coffee. I tell you, based on my layman's opinion, we live in such a society. Okay? I'm not somebody who drinks coffee, but so not for me. I don't drink coffee before davening or after davening. But for people, I have good friends, family, who are very into their coffee. They needed to start their day. They drink coffee right away, first thing in the morning. And that is the legitimate standard practice in our society. And why is that? Because we needed to concentrate. Without it, and, you know, I once saw a t-shirt that said, don't talk to me until I've had my cup of coffee. You know, like, you can't function without it. But, says the Mishnah Berurah, Chol zeh below sukkar u'below chalav. Without sugar and without milk. Have to have black coffee. One second. Don't paskin anything yet. We're going to see the other views. But olam noakin lahakel lishtod in sukkar. But the world is no way to use sugar. Ve'efshar nekavanat achronin chener advaz shekotat im sukkar ein lecha gavad yidolam izo kodem atfilam. Putting in sugar. Okay, it's one thing you can't concentrate without some caffeine. Putting in sugar. What could be more guided than putting sugar in your drink before davening? That's what he quotes. But, he says, maybe when he writes that, Rakim notin atzukar betoch hatei lematko. It's so awesome. You mix it into your drink, that's gaibedek. Avalim lokeach ma'atzukar befib, you put a sugar cube between your teeth, and then you drink it, a little tea zain, you hold the shlokatei, and the tea's so bitter without that you can't do it. Ein zeh b'chal gaiva. So the Mishnah Berurah says, okay, when I say don't use sugar, I mean don't mix it into the drink. But you can put a sugar cube between your teeth. Now we're going to see that others take issue with this. Hayotzim in the brain. From all this, the matina ratzuka betochate or the chol menam minei targima made a shtiyah kedei shalod ishtarate kafei aliberekama. To put a little bit of sugar or to eat a little bit of food to not have it on an empty stomach. In shum tzala kelvizet, there's no room for leniency. Kol nimetfilo imlo mishiyesh lo chalishu dolev. Unless you have a very weak heart, would certainly say lerefua. So you need to eat in order to function. You know, your doctor says, yeah, you gotta have a bite in the morning to start your day. So fine. So you need to do that. That's refua. You're allowed. But you know what? Say something first. Say Shema. Start your day with Shema. Then eat, and then daven. When we said you could have tea, drink your tea because you need the tea as sustenance. Don't sit around schmoozing and turning it into a party. That's a problem. We'll get into a conversation and you'll miss Zman Tefillah. So therefore, we shouldn't ba sefer chaver mechtirate rugel lefamim ayde riboy asif al avor ayde gamzek kriyat shmat tefillah. You'll end up schmoozing while you're sitting around drinking your tea, and you'll miss davening at the right time. So the Mishnah Berurah says you can't have tea, you can't have coffee, but don't do something that shows gaiva. Sitting around and drinking your tea in a relaxed manner. So there's two problems. One, you might miss davening time, and two, it looks pretty gaivadik. Very interesting Be'er Halacha. It's also written by the Mishnah Berurah here. And he says, Lo lechol, nirali dafilu misha mukrach lechol lerefuah kolim batfila, yikral kopanim kriyat shema kodim, say shema first, the Chei Ochlar Machin Rufua, see the pre-chodesh and pre-megadim. That filu im yachol achlam lachar tvila, gam king mutter kemetru machavin Rufua. When we say that you can eat before davening for Rufua, that means even if you can last till after davening. Meaning, the isser is, don't eat something when it's gaivin. If you are eating it because you were instructed to by your doctor, because it's good for you, because you're supposed to, then it's not because of gaivin. And therefore, you can do that because it's not usser. It's allowed. So therefore, you can do that even if you could have, in theory, waited until after davening. Now, says the Bar Halacha, and this is something that people don't realize. Kafur Acharonin, the Ish Chalash, She'el Yachol Amid Al Nafsho Ad Eich Yigomri Matzibar Tfilatam Beir Knesset, Tov Yoter La Tir Lo She'ipalu Atzmo Beitu Baboker, Yochal Ma'at, Achar Kach Yelech Beir Knesset, Nishmo Al Kadesh Yubar Fu Mishar Tereka Dushan. I was in many shuls in Chutz Laretz, Shabbos morning davening takes about 3 hours. So if you're careful to not eat before davening, and you know you went to bed at 8, 9 o'clock, that means you could be going 14, 16 hours without davening, and without eating, and you have a long davening, and you might be starving by the end of it, and it's uncomfortable. So what are you going to do? Well, why would I not eat before davening? So says the Bar Halacha, very simple. Daven at home alone. You're not going to daven with a minyan? Well, you are. You daven home alone, eat, and then go hear everything you need in a minyan.
Do you have to do the whole thing? Do you daven everything? Or
like, you probably don't have to do musaf. You do musaf later with the tzibur, because you don't need a... You just want to daven and be able to eat. And then you can go... In other words, you want to daven enough that you can eat?
Could you do like, the Baal Shamar Ashrei?
So when you're really stuck, if you really can't make it. But he's saying... David, and then go hear Kaddish and Baruch Hu and Shard the Rikidusha. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan, source 12. So he's going to say a little bit of the opposite of the Mishnah Berurah here regarding the sugar in the teeth. He says, also the Polish look on the Tefillah, you can't eat a drink before davening. Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say Mayim is allowed because Mayim is not Gaivon. But the Rambam says you can't taste anything. And most of our rabbis paskin against this. They say the Minhag to Pashuk is that we allow hot water, even with tea inside. And some say you yesha asr lishnot im tzukar. Some said you can't have it with sugar. Ve'eni yodeh atam. I don't know why. Datu shem achila yesh vizel. All of a sudden you put a drop of sugar in your tea. Now it's like you're eating. Or in a little atim and a chomzat, just to make it palatable. Yesh atiru lishnot im tzukar, kishat tzukar befiv. Only when it's between your teeth. Avala atila v'acham lason mayim betukim asr. But to mix it into the tea is asr. Ve'eno ikar. Nope, I disagree with that. That was the Mishnah Berurah. Avalim chalav nirali the aser, the chalav must be avoid. Milk is filling and you shouldn't. Olam noagim hetar gam chalav, and everybody is no way, even with milk, lefisha enol al bala hatim or mayim, it's only to flavor it. So too, when it comes to coffee, you can have it with the milk and the sugar. Yesh stopping and mutter lishtot bimei seltzin or lemonade. Should you have seltzin or lemonade? That's a suffix. But I think Nirish and Chiluk main stam mayim, those are really just forms of water, and you can have them. Sivkav Dalid, Kavan Rabino Beis Yosef, the Ofer Umashkin Rafuah Mutter Akam Lashon. Vein Kavanato Becholik Gabor, when we say for Rafuah it's allowed, it doesn't mean if you're sick. The Milta Pshiti, obviously, if we're talking about somebody who's going to die, so of course everything's allowed. Ela Kavanato Lokath Rafuah Bu'oin Ochole, even something not sick, but you're eating it for your health. Kederech bali mechushim, and you have a slight issue, or afilo ein lo mechush klal, kedei lechazik matzvot, it's just to strengthen yourself. Kemo bimei ha'aviv, shalochim l'refua, lechazik akuf, akidim, it's good for your health to take these a little bit of something, a supplement. Minei achila v'shtia gemurim, mutter dekevin shosin zel l'refua, ein mezeh mishum gaiva, v'afilo yachal asor achar atzvila mutter, even if you could in theory wait until after davening, and this is based on a Magen Avraham. And then he cites the Rambam and the whole distinction of the Rambam regarding now we can't concentrate, and therefore that rule shouldn't apply anymore, that you can eat before davening. But a pashuru shezel ba'ofen shalot hazik b'riyoto, you have to be careful that it doesn't hurt your health to wait. Source 13 is Halichot Shlomo. This is the Pesukim of Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach Zatzal, as recorded by his students. And it says, Misha Hutalo, Mitzokri Ratolo, Chokol, Kolben Fila, somebody has to Shaila, I have this issue, I need to eat before davening, he may, Emil Otsore Halabin Ma'at, Ovin Shino Tzarek Lechol Kzai Klal, Shaloy Tzarek Lechol Bekadei Akhila Pras, Har Roy Lahakbil Kakul Kokashir. They told you you have to eat something. So what does it mean, something? So obviously the person has to eat a ton. Doctor says eat a full meal right away. Okay? Follow the doctor's advice. But sometimes the doctor says eat something, like eat a cracker. And then you're not in an empty stomach, and then you can wait till after davening. So he says, yeah, that's proper. It's proper to not eat a whole kazayas. Or if you have to eat a whole kazayas, eat it slowly. Eat a half kazayas now. Wait 10 minutes. That's a proper thing, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Then he says, "Hamarkish tzorach l'shtok kodem afilo mutar lo l'shtok kafe im chalav sukar." You can have milk and sugar, and he explains in the footnotes that the Mishnah Berurah had this whole thing that it's gaiva if you do it this way, and the Arav Hashulchan said the other way. He says, "You know what? There's nothing in the Mishnah that adaber." Other Rabbi Yishmarkish, "Okay, zepatika the sukar biyado abin derech hashimut fe." Well, now when you hold the sugar cube, that's considered fancier than to just mix, you know, pour it in and mix it into your tea. And others explain that in the Mishnah Berurah's time, sugar may have been expensive. And nowadays, it's just standard, and it's not gaivadik. So therefore, that's allowed. Finally, in Halichot Shlomo, Bar Alach Adala there, it says, "B'cholesh amutilo lechol achila keva," he has to eat a certain amount. So he has to make kiddush. But let's say he can eat a small amount. Okay? If the doctor says, you must eat cake, you must eat 5 grains, so you should eat them before davening, so he has to make kiddush. But the doctor says, have a cup of tea in the morning, he doesn't need to make kiddush before that. Why? Because he needs to eat tea. He should also drink wine. Like, why are we coming up with more things to have before davening? And by the way, he points out in Gimel there that this applies to women as well as men. Fine. So, before we get to the last source, let us sum up. We have, as a rule, we should be davening first. Okay? If you're sick, different story. But even somebody who's not sick, somebody will help us concentration. So, again, we don't really concentrate on the right madriga today in the first place. But the Paralacha says if you're concerned about lasting for the long davening, so daven a few basic things first. Say brachos, and then eat, and then go to shul and catch everything else. Brachos HaShachar, certainly, yes. But if you need to eat beforehand, so those are the ways we do it. It is not proper to be eating before davening, even if you have to rush to work afterwards. You should be taking something that you can eat on the way to work or at work or whatever it is else. That is the rule. We are matir coffee with milk, with sugar. That is the minagolam. It could be coffee, it could be tea. That is the standard practice. But in general, we don't eat before davening. That is the halacha as I learned it from all the sources. The problem is the following. And this is a thing, a shout I get every so often, is there are a lot of... I know there's differing views in the world about the work of Chabad. I personally am a fan of people doing as many mitzvahs as possible, and Chabad helps a lot of people do a lot of mitzvahs in a lot of far-out places, and I'm in favor of that. Okay? So let us be clear, there's some good work being done out there. One common practice in a lot of Chabad, in a lot of places, is what will they have?
Yeah,
like a share before davening. And what do they serve during the share?
Cakes
and drinks. Okay. So now people are sitting around provided as a tshuva, just specifically a share before davening with coffee is allowed. So we said, what about drinking in a group? So that would be gaiva. So he says, that's not considered drinking in a group, that's considered drinking coffee, listening to a share.
Okay,
fine. So without getting into that one. But they serve food. Often people come in their chabad, there's two minyanim. So they'll have the first minyan share in food and stuff, and then the second minyan. And that way people from both minyanim can enjoy the share. I'm in favor of as many people growing a share as possible. Also, again, okay, that's not part of this discussion. But how is it that there's so many people eating food? Now, why is it important that we're going to discuss that? Because this is a limits close. Because I've been to hotel programs, and I've got a lot of ages from a lot of people to hotel programs that put out this huge continental breakfast, and people partake of it in the ways of it. Now, again, I'm not in favor of this. You should be waiting until after davening to eat if you're healthy enough and able to do so. That is exactly the halacha as I just established it, as we learned all these sources. But this, limud schus, will apply for those people who end up lenient in that area as well. So what is the limud schus? Is there any basis for this? We'll call it minat chabad, that they end up eating before davening because they're giving this share with food. So it's found in the Lubavitcher Rebbe. Source 14, Igros HaKodesh, he writes the following to I don't know if it said who he wrote it to or not, but this is what he writes. The tumuni no dati miseder yonchelo asher enenu kidabayim and avi alashner nechasav shel kadosh baruch hu akuf. Based on your letter, the person must have written a letter how he wasn't feeling well or something. So he said, based on your letter, it's clear to me that you are not caring for a kadosh baruch hu's most precious resource, which is your body. You have to help him, as in you have to care for your body and be healthy. We're in a weak generation. Specifically when needing material things. When we're weak, we can't concentrate in davening. It is impossible on a hungry to possibly concentrate in davening at all. You can't learn, you can't do mitzvah. So starving yourself is, you know, there's more loss than gained. Certainly I can go on and on. When you get this letter for him, you should not starve yourself until after davening. You should be drinking and eating before davening. Okay? I'm not going to break my teeth on it. But what does it mean? B'shadat fila harei iafshar. It's impossible to daven if you're starving. We want to be able to concentrate. We don't want davening to have to be rushed. If you eat before davening, all that's gone. We wish we could daven better. So how? Okay, we're not on the madriga that have proper kavanah. But whatever we could have will certainly be better if we ate first. So now, until now you haven't been doing this, unless you think he's only giving this advice to this one person, he says, what's your tikkun to do tshuva for everything you've done until now? In other words, all the terrible tefillahs you had until now because you starved yourself. You should influence others to also eat before davening, so that they can daven and they can concentrate better. That'll be the tikkun for all the terrible things you did until now. So he explicitly, clearly, without equivocation, writes not only that one can and may, but for most people, or certainly many people, a significant portion of the population, one should eat something before davening. Now, this doesn't allow grand meals, okay? This doesn't, he didn't write, you know, have a 7-course meal before davening. He said, eat something so that you'll be able to get through davening without starving and without wondering when it's going to end and not being able to concentrate at all. You should be eating something. Now, again, I'm over behavior compared to the, I'm not even the dust on the Babaji Rebbe's shoe. Okay, I'm not the one being cholik on the Babaji Rebbe here. But the sources, as I presented, sources 1 to 13, doesn't read Lubavitcher Rebbe's way. All the Rebbeim and Poskim and Aaron, all the Halacha and Torah I've learned from everyone is that one doesn't eat before davening. Okay, a cup of coffee if you need, you know, if you're old, if you're sick, something for health.
Did the Rambam say that he did value concentration though?
The Rambam said he did value concentration, but
he
said.
He also says because we can't have the level of Kavanah that we should have for davening either way, it's better not to be overly assertive before davening and just have no concentration. Or just have full concentration.
Did the Beis Yosef say that as well?
Beis Yosef cites the Rambam. Beis Yosef, the Torah, everyone cites that in the Rambam.
Did anyone actually say, like, did anyone agree with the little Babaji Rebbe and say that, like, we can attain any level of concentration still?
No, I haven't seen it in anyone else besides him. Okay? But that is the explanation for why this is such a... Because I've gotten the question from lots of people in a lot of different locales around the world that this is what happens, and they partake. And well, what's it based on? So this is what it's based on. This is the Rebbe's view. Get everybody to shul, get them to eat, and they'll have a better davening now. And that's a lofty goal. I agree with the Rebbe's goal. Okay, the goal of having a better tefillah, that would be wonderful.
And building on like what you're mentioning about the whole Chabad, like having food out of shul before. Like I grew up in a Chabad school, so I kind of know exactly what you mean. Where like, and in the context of it, they would usually like whoever's running would usually do it in the terms of enticing people.
We do it around the world. We do it here. So, stay up for mishmar. You'll get children afterwards.
Would you say that would sound like that be entirely also then?
What?
To get kids to eat, not for any sort of to have a.
After that, they're going to adopt a
concentration level, but rather to have like a treat.
Okay, but after the shear, they're going to adopt them.
Yes.
So his view is that this is helping all those kids to have it better.
Even if the kids don't feel that the same.
Yeah.
Like anyone's done.
Yeah, anyone. That's what he's writing here.
So the love.
So those following the Shita, that is the way to go. Do I recommend doing such a thing? Certainly to somebody who's not Chabad, as in, should you arrange a pre-davening meal in your shul? The answer is no. But what is Chabad based on? They're following the psak of the Babaji Rebbe. And that's what I'm trying to say, that don't go and, you know, stone or yell at or in any way mock, deride those following this psalm, because it's a real psalm. That's what I'm trying to get at. But on the other hand, those who don't have this mesorah of the Chabad psalm, those who follow the halachos of the Rebbeim here, of the poskim that we're used to, that is not the psalm. Okay? And there are psalm, and you know, cup of coffee, that's legitimate. Okay? And you know, if you really need, and under the right circumstances, you have one cracker or whatever it is, you know, after you've said brachos or something, you know, under the right circumstances. But not what he's describing.
So you would say that, like, aside from the Chabad custom, that if I'm walking to shul and someone's just giving out free roglach, and I know for a fact that I'm perfectly fine not eating before davening, I shouldn't take that roglach.
Correct. I mean, or you can take it and save it for later, but you shouldn't eat it then.
Okay.
Yes. And that's happened to me. That I've had to turn down free food offered to me because I haven't
got cost.
That should be clear. Okay, any other questions? Shkas.